As the ejecta begins to clear, the parting clouds reveal the shift in temperature is throwing Earth's weather systems into turmoil. And in Mongolia, powerful winds are gathering billions of tons of dust and sand. A dust storm forms as hot air rises. Thermal imaging shows how it builds, whipping up loose particles of sand and dust, and gaining energy from the heat of the sand itself. The 300-degree temperatures that baked Mongolia turn a common weather phenomenon into a superstorm. As it hits, the sauronathoidids are small enough to crouch for cover. But the Coronosaurus are out in the open. The sand blasts their bodies. The harder they struggle, and the deeper they gasp for oxygen, the more sand fills their lungs. Until finally, they can't breathe. The superstorm engulfs much of the continent. It's hours before the winds die down. The last Coronosaurus, protected once again by the cave, heads to the watering hole on her own. Halfway there, she finds she's the last of the herd. But she's not the last remaining dinosaur in the neighborhood.